Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Major League Baseball season, regular season, ends on Sunday. The playoffs start on Tuesday. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Call is presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So Ramon Laureano, fractured finger. They're saying he's going to miss at least the first round. How big a loss is this for the Padres?
I think it's a huge loss. I mean, Ramon has been, everything you could ask for in a trade deadline acquisition. And to lose him, a week before postseason play starts, it's going to hurt. And I don't think the Padres have anybody that can replace him. It's just going to take everybody really raising the level of play, especially at the bottom of the lineup where he has been magnificent. So, I understand there's a chance he may be able to come back after the wild card round. I really find that to be highly unlikely, maybe especially early in that series. And so the Padres have to figure out a way to add offense with guys that they already have to kind of fill the void.
Tony, what is it about the AL Central? This time a year ago, the Tigers make that remarkable comeback, make the playoffs, make some noise, and now the Guardians are in first place in that division. Assuming they're able to hold on there, could that be a surprise team in October?
I don't know that they have enough to make that kind of run deep. But in terms of the first question, what's going on with the AL Central? I don't think any of us have been able to figure it out in quite a few years. You could not have convinced me we might have talked in the middle of the year, and I think I said Detroit's the best team in baseball. You would not have been able to convince that, Tony, that in September that the Guardians would have been able to, close the gap on, 15.5 games that they were out at one point. It has really been remarkable to see the collapse that the Tigers have had. Now, they got a few games to try to figure this out and maybe rectify the situation. But I think both of those teams, honestly, not the Guardians, really the Tigers, even if they get in, you wonder how deep they can go anyway. The Guardians at least are coming in hot. You wonder, though, are they peaking a little too soon as we go into the playoffs? Because they've been playing some good ball for quite some time now.
How interested are you to see how the Dodgers configure their rotation and their bullpen? Like, where does Otani go? Where does Kershaw fit? Do they really only need three starters? It sounds like maybe Sasaki in the pen, but he had a weird transition to just starting every 6 days or 5 days, let alone this. Obviously, Tanner Scott's a problem. Like, feels like there's a lot of variance there.
There are, and I think we all know when you go into postseason baseball with a lot of variance, that doesn't usually bode well for you. But, listen, they got a creative group over there, and you've already started to see some of the ideas. Sasaki possibly coming out of the pen. We saw Kershaw come out of the pen last night. They're not afraid to try anything, and quite frankly, I don't know that they have a choice. That bullpen, in particular, the way the closing role has gone, I don't think they have much of a choice. They're going to have to get creative. Tanner Scott has seemingly lost confidence at this point. And, it goes to show you, when the Padres had him last year, he was marvelous. But he was also pitching in a setup role. They were able to find the matchups that they wanted and kind of, use him that way, and it worked brilliantly. I think for the Dodgers, they've kind of put him in that closer role from the very beginning. And as we've seen, it just hasn't necessarily gone the way they had hoped it would. And I think that opens them up. I mean, obviously, now having a healthy Glass now, a healthy Blake Snell, certainly allows you to kind of have the kind of outside-the-box thinking as it pertains to how you want to use Shohei. I think he's the wild card in all of it, right? I mean, he showed last night he can give you some innings at this point. Do you want to risk it? Do you want to use him out of the pen? Of course, you use him out of the pen. It makes it a little bit more difficult to apply that Ohtani rule at that point. So they got a lot of different variants going on right now, and they're going to have to figure it out soon. Shoot, the Padres still have a chance to win this division with the way they've played lately.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Tony, Cal Raleigh became the fourth American League player ever to hit 60 home runs in a season last night. First and foremost, it looks like the Astros, they got a shot. They're going to miss the playoffs for the first time in a while, but Seattle's won that division. So is Cal Raleigh your AL MVP, or is it Aaron Judge?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I like Kyle Raleigh a lot. And considering the position he's doing it from, I mean, this is a remarkable, remarkable season. I would say, Kyle Raleigh is my MVP. I know out West, that's probably the sentiment for a lot of people. And I'm not sure how many folks back East are staying up late enough to watch Kyle Raleigh and the work he's doing, but he has been phenomenal. And we focus on the offense, but in a position where it is of the most importance, he's also a terrific defender. You know, whether it's putting the fingers down or catch and throw, he can do a little bit of it all. And so I the way he's come on here, as especially the last couple of weeks, I mean, two homers last night, I see him as the front runner right now. I thought that might be a wild kind of take, but I just see the year he's had, the position he's doing it from, the team he's doing it with. I like him at the top right now.
Tony, looking at the American League as a whole, still two divisions up for grabs. Only three teams have clinched a spot in the postseason. The playoffs in general are going to be pretty wild in the AL. Who is the best team in the American League right now for you?
I think it's Seattle right now. I think the way they've played here as of late, they have the starting pitching. They got enough bullpen. And that's going to be the question for them when they get into the postseason. Do they have enough out of the pen to really, you know, lock down some of these games? But I like their offense. I mean, it's a much improved team. Obviously, Kyle Raleigh leading the way, but they got a bunch of good players in that lineup. Eugenio started to swing the bat after getting off to a slow start. Right now, it's the Mariners and Blue Jays as the two best teams. I would take the Mariners.
So I was going to ask you about the Blue Jays. So are you shaken at all in them with what's going on there? It looks like they might lose. Everyone's focused on the Tigers, but it looks like the Blue Jays could lose their grip on the division to the Yankees. And Barrios seems unhappy about a change in a role. And I don't know that the vibes are perfect there right now. You still like them?
The vibes aren't perfect there, but I still like them better than I like the Yankees out of the East. I still see some of the same flaws that eventually caught the Yankees up last year, still being a part of the same thing. And they've played some better baseball here as of late, but you know, I think when you get into the postseason, everything's under a microscope. Some of those warts are going to get a little bit bigger, And I'm not sure that they've done enough to really address those. And so I still got Seattle as the best team. I think Toronto's going to win that division still. I know they're tied 90-68 apiece, but I just have this feeling that the Blue Jays are going to be able to pull it out.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. And coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner. We'll get you an in-game update. And are we looking at the Orioles running it back with Tony Manzolino next year? We'll discuss.
Legos for everybody.
We'll discuss next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.